This is Tri-States Public Radio News. I'm Emily Boyer. Western Illinois University's administration and the union representing faculty and staff have been in mediation for the last 4 months. They're trying to work out a new contract. The two sides have different views about how it's progressing. During mediation, the representatives of the union gather in one room and the administration is in another. The federal mediator goes back and forth between them. Much of what's discussed during mediation is confidential. Russ Morgan is Western's Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs and the lead negotiator for the administration. Morgan says the confidentiality isn't about secrecy, but he says it helps to have more open discussions about proposals.
In fact, we don't even call them proposals. They're actually called supposals, as an idea. Like, suppose we did this. So, and the idea of that is that because it's confidential and we're talking about, you know, things that were, you know, perhaps we could try, is that, you know, we can be more free to talk about different ideas, and they're not, you know, put on the record. You know, we can toss around different ideas and try to be a little bit creative with them. You know, with the agreements and the packages that we put together.
Morgan told Tri-States Public Radio on Tuesday that he feels the administration's package of proposals looks much different than it did a year ago, or even in September, when the administration gave its last on-the-record proposal. Morgan would like credit for how far he feels the administration has come. That's why he was critical of the union in an email he sent out last week to the university community after the September proposal was again mentioned in a member newsletter. Morgan wrote that by referencing the September proposal, the union's leadership was, quote, misleading the membership and thwarting progress, end quote. Even though the negotiating teams are not allowed to talk about any proposals or supposals discussed in mediation, Morgan says he would still like the union leaders to look ahead rather than back.
And our concern was that, you know, the UPI team knows full well that we've made a lot of progress and we've come a long way since September. Now, although they can't talk about it publicly, my concern was that they're not acknowledging that we've made progress. And focusing on the on-the-record proposals that occurred in September, you know, just isn't an accurate portrayal of what's going on.
But Bill Thompson says the last on-the-record proposal does matter. Thompson is a faculty member and the president of Western's chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois. He says if there were an impasse, the administration could try and impose the terms from their last on-the-record proposal. Those terms have recently changed, though. During the mediation session on Wednesday, Thompson says the union was offered a new on-the-record proposal from the administration. Thompson says there are similarities and differences between this week's proposal and the one from September.
What doesn't change is the fact that we're not getting anything for the things we've already given up, and they're still taking, you know, money from us. No other institution within the UPI, and as far as we know, within public institution in the state of Illinois, is asking faculty for these kinds of permanent reductions. No one's cutting the instructional side of the university like this that we know of.
Thompson says he plans to discuss the specifics of the latest proposal with members to gather feedback during meetings on Monday and Tuesday. Thompson says overall, significant issues remain between the union and the administration, most notably disagreement over salary minima, which dictates the minimum amount of money someone must be paid. It is designed to keep salaries level with peer institutions. The union wants to keep the program intact while the administration is proposing an overhaul. There are two more mediation sessions scheduled this month. There's no deadline in place to reach a deal. The union's contract expired over the summer, but the two sides continue to operate under it. This is Tri-States Public Radio News.